Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC. That's the radio station at Emory and Henry College, WEHC. And I do this show called Wombats and Music, and most of it's music, let's hope. There are occasional wombats, which are what I call something odd. I don't really have a true wombat tonight, so consider this introduction a wombat. Anyway, the first song is called Ticking Bomb. It's by Aloy Blanc, and it's I find it difficult to listen to and understand the words, and I'd like you to try, if you could. I dare you to try and understand what he's saying. Because the problem isn't that I can't hear him. The problem is that he'll say something and so captures my thoughts that I can't listen to what he's telling you. So see if you can do that. This is Ticking Bomb by Aloy Blanc, and it's pretty heavy duty. Ticking Bomb by Aloy Blanc. I hope some of you did try and listen to the words, and I want to repeat what I said before it started. That kind of music we just heard, I call that heavy duty. I mean, it really is to me. That's the best word I can get for it. It's my own genre. I've got a few of those. The next is just the opposite. The next is today. This is after that ticking bomb world. We're now going to go to the gentlest, most sort of softest song I can think of to calm us all down.
Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrows shall all pass away, ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. Song that I sing, I'll feast at your table, I'll sleep in your clover. Who cares what the morrow shall bring? Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries.
I can't be contented with yesterday's glory. I can't live on promises, winter to spring.
That was Today, and I believe the singers were the New Christy Minstrels, but it didn't show up on my records, but I believe I remember that's who that is. And now please prepare yourself for an abrupt change in the mood of the music that's coming up. Remember earlier I said I might have a genre which I'd call heavy-duty music, and the first song, Ticking Bomb. Well, now there's another one. This is in my genre. It's called The Chemical Workers' Song by the Great Big C.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death.
But you go. Well, I've worked among the spitters and I breathe the oily smoke.
I've shoveled up the gypsum and it nigh on made you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn. Been working a rough fight, seen enough to make your stomach turn.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath.
And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. but you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. Young men like their money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every bob made on the job, you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I process, man of mine, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go.
That was The Chemical Workers' Song by the Great Big C. and that, again, I remind you, is I call that heavy duty. So now we're going to go again on a big change in direction to another up song, Born to Fly. And this has, well, let's just say it starts off pretty intense, and then it gets more intense as it goes on. And you keep thinking it can't get any more so, but it does. It's anyway, Born to Fly. And I hadn't heard of Sarah Evans before, but now I will associate her name forever as the woman who sang this song. So this is Born to Fly by Sarah Evans.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time.
I will plant my heart in the garden of my dreams, and I will.
Just heard Sarah Evans singing Born to Fly. The next song is This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett, and I will let him tell you the story. But it, for me, makes me think of two porches that I knew in my childhood. One was the one in Abingdon on the Cave House. It was my grandparents' place, or great aunts or something. Anyway, the kids would play on the porch. And sometimes just the kids. And I remember that porch. The other porch was in Tampa, where my other grandfather lived. I remember sitting in there on that porch with him. So this song managed to capture me, in spite of the fact that it's so different from everything else that's come before. So, This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett.
This old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford board, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what Doug say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas, with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get them down at the La Salle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas, that's never seen the day. A GNR in excess, with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. Porch is like a weathered gray-haired 70 years of Texas is doing all it can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late so long as I run the cattle, and he picks me up at dinner time and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy just like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone. And you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60. But now there won't nobody listen to him, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back and not crying about the leaving and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back and not crying about the leaving and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett. The next song is Be Not Too Hard by Joan Baez. I'd like to talk about her just for a minute. When she was peaking, which happened, she was, I don't know, 19, 20, she wasn't very old. She suddenly became world famous, just almost overnight. And for a year or two, she was just at the top of the stardom pole, kind of, you know. Anyway, she had this air of spirituality, and that was part of her mystique. And she didn't talk about it or anything. I don't think she was an activist in any way. She just seemed that way on stage. So anyway, this next song, Be Not Too Hard, I think it sounds like a spiritual message. Let's say Joan Baez is channeling the great spirit, you know, some great Indian spirit or something. And so this is Be Not Too Hard. We're speaking to us from Joan Baez's subconscious to yours.
Given to man. heart when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. Be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began.
Not Too Hard by Joan Baez. And the next song is equally introspective. This is Vincent by Don McLean, but I don't have a wombat for tonight, so I'm going to stop and tell a little story. Kind of, this is the wombat of the night, this story. I moved to New York City to work in New York City when I was around 30. So in my early 30s, I was commuting into Midtown Manhattan, and I looked up a college friend because I knew he played the banjo and asked him if he'd be my teacher. We met for lunch. And he said, no, he wouldn't be my teacher, but he gave me the name of a teacher who I did, a guy named Eric Darling. So I got a good teacher, and I had a great banjo teacher. But anyway, the friend said, he told me a story while we're having lunch. This is my story, the wombat of the day. He said, by the way, he said, you know, we're both into folk music, and you know all the top people now, these ones we like so much, like Joan Baez and stuff. I said, yeah. And he said, well, there's a guy living in my gatehouse. He said, I'm on a family estate up the river a couple of hours. And I have this gatehouse that it's like a little apartment, sort of a stone apartment, you know. This guy lives in there, and he's a folk music guy. He's a musician, a professional musician. And I never heard of him. But anyway, he tells me he's got a contract with Columbia or something like that, you know. Some big record company, and he said he's going to be world famous within a few months, he said. I really, I said, what's his name? He said, Don McLean. He said, nobody's ever heard of him, but he says it's a big deal. And the end of the story is, of course, it was a big deal. He did become very famous within a year. American Pie was just the biggest hit of probably that decade, you know. So American Pie, and then he came out later with this one, Vincent, which was also did very well, but a completely different kind of song, so very interesting. This is Don McLean singing Vincent.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray, look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
You just heard Vincent by Don McLean. Next up, let me stop and just take a brief station break. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And we come on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. So that's our station break. And now, the next song is Late in the Evening by Paul Simon, which is going to be an upper compared to what we've been hearing. And I want to point out that I like a lot of the things Paul Simon does. I think he does his own arrangements and stuff. But the thing that I always like, and this is a good example, is the rhythm. The rhythms are just, they're haunting. They're not ordinary, simple bum-ba-bums, you know. So this one in particular, I think, has a lot of rhythm. Late in the Evening by Paul Simon. We'll be right back.
gonna get that girl no matter what I do. Well, I guess I've been in love before, once or twice I've been on the floor, but I never loved no one the way that I love you. And it was late in the evening, and all the music seeping through.
Just heard Late in the Evening by Paul Simon. The next song is Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. And I think this is a mythology. I think it's kind of a lesson for us. You know, the Brandy, she's in love with this man, and he tells her he can't stay because his life, his love, is the sea. And so he can't stay with her. Well, in life, we meet people who we wish would not leave us and who have some similar obsession. So I think this song is about all of that. In her case, the man is a sailor and he leaves her because he has to go back to the sea. But it could be career. It could be who knows what. So this is Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you.
was Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. Well, next comes a hymn. I had heard this hymn somewhere. I must have sung it with somebody or something. And I remember I liked it. So when I saw on YouTube, I think it was, just by chance, this name, Come Thou Fount. I remember, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. I thought, yeah, let's see what that's like. And I liked what I heard. I bought it. And anyway, I just think it's a wonderful piece. The voices, the harmonies, everything just works for me. So Come Thou Fount, and the name of the artist is Jaden Lavick, L-A-V-I-K, Jaden Lavick.
Every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon Mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Cause Jesus saw a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. I'm prone to wander, Lord, I fear it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, sung by Jaden Lavick. The next song is Mockingbird by James Taylor and Carly Simon. And they they kind of get into this. by the end of the song, it is a utterly hypnotic kind of rhythm that they've established and built up. They kind of take out slow at the start. Well, that's not true. They start out pretty fast. Anyway, this is Mockingbird by James Taylor and Carly Simon.
Mock. Bird, yeah, mockingbird.
Mockingbird by James Taylor and Carly Simon. The last song on the show is Staying Alive. I think of it as being from the movie Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta. And this was kind of one of the most iconic scenes of any movie. John Travolta is strutting down the street in Brooklyn to this song. You can just see him. He is cock of the roost. He's a proud young man. And knows all the ladies, too, you know, as it goes by. Staying Alive from the movie Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
Time.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. And next up is If I Were a Carpenter by Johnny Cash and June Carter.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow.
I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow.
I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow.
I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
If I Were a Carpenter, Johnny Cash and June Carter. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. I bring it to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And it's now time to end the show, and I like to end it the same way every week. And this is the audience participation part of the show, so I'm going to invite you to join me in celebrating our just being here at all, you know. So that's basically it. Are you ready? So here goes. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.